any word on Orazio's future plans? What have you got, Scoop Corns?
Well, this is a bit of a scoop for you.
Oh boy,
Hazy. So he was more than, you know, rumours about coming home to Port Adelaide. He was well on the road to being a Port Adelaide player last year. South Australian, wanted to come home. The story broke by our good friends Mark McGowan at AFL.com halfway through the year last year that he wanted to return home. The club, Fantasia, denied it, but in the end, that story was bang on. For whatever reason, the deal broke down. Port Adelaide wanted him. They were well on the road to getting this trade done, and then they were really surprised at the backflip Orazio did prior to the trade deadline to stay at the Bombers. He still wants to come home to South Australia. Orazio Fantasia has committed to leaving and he wants to return home to South Australia should a deal get done.
South Australian general.
He won't be at Port Adelaide. Orazio Fantasia,
well, let me do the maths,
will not be playing at Port Adelaide, and Adelaide are very interested in getting Orazio Fantasia to the Adelaide Football Club. So he's only 24 years of age, Orazio, and I don't think it's the worst idea from the Crows, because we've spoken about how much they need mature bodies in, players that can help drive the club forward, and he's at that right age. I mean, he's not 28, he's not 29, he's 24. He's got a lot of footy left in him. I'd be concerned about his body. Right now he's out with another calf injury, but it's not the worst decision for Adelaide to be right down the path of bringing Orazio Fantasia home to South Australia and playing for the Crows next year. There is a void of small forwards at that club. Betts has gone. Cameron's gone. They can't score, and he's a proven goal kicker, and he fits nicely into Adelaide's structure, provided that he's fit. The reason he won't be at Port Adelaide, and Port fans go, well, you know, we thought he might fit in. Well, once bitten, twice shy, I think, for Port Adelaide. They, you know, pretty keen on him last year. They were a little bit perplexed why he didn't end up coming to Port Adelaide, and they're not going to pursue that anymore. And the fact that they've got Boyd Woodcock, small forward, developing nicely, Kane Farrell's developing nicely, Zach Butters is going to be an absolute star, small forward. Bergman Miles hasn't played yet, their first pick in the draft last year, and Dylan Williams hasn't played yet either as well, and he can play forward as well, albeit he's a little bit taller. So, Crows fans, your thoughts on Orazio Fantasia, the club well and truly down the road of trying to get him in Crows colours next year, 1300 736 736.
All right, Scoop. So in summary, what's going to happen is potentially a trade. Orazio gets back to South Australia and he goes to the Crows, and what you're telling us is that Port Adelaide have no interest.
Port Adelaide, once bitten, twice shy.
Okay, there you go.